today, the 15th day of the new dawning, Nawakan. As we light the green and the red candles. For today, Nawakan supports the flow of the wisdom energy so that the structure of transmutation and the abilities to emerge, the new possibilities can occur. For yesterday, on the 14th day of the new dawning, through Nawalkat, the matrix of the inner world and the matrix of the outer world is formed, so that whatever is awakened in the seated nature of who we are, in the inner matrix, it holds the light and the fire because of Nawa Akma, the ability of fire to be present regardless of the struggle or the challenge or the darkness that was there. That fire comes from the depth of the inner, comes from the manifest and the unmanifest of the cosmos, for it is the fire and the light of hope. What generates life, generates new emergence, generates possibilities, for it is at the core of our generative order, so that today, on the 15th day of the new dawning, as we call forward the energies of Nawalkan, this energy is the empowering energy of wisdom. For at the dawning of the 15th day, Nawalkan comes into relationship with Nawalno. So the essence of wisdom is behind this energy that is being released. For this is the energy to strengthen the empowering nature of what we're able to do in our capacities of transmutation. For whatever stands in our way that has to be dismantled and unraveled or untangled, it no longer is capable of holding on when we petition, especially in the dawn and the early mornings, the energies of Nawalkan. For Nawalno is supporting that energy so that the essence of wisdom of what is possible will always emerge. For nothing can hold on to when this combination of Nawalkan and Nawalno emerge. For our filter and our lens to open to allow this to happen, we need to be able to feel the love, the petitioning of Maria Cassiana, that we appreciate the struggles, the challenges, whatever it is that is challenging our journey at this moment in time. We ask for your light, we ask for your love to be present. And you, Maria Cassiana, with the Relakmam, that manifests this love into action so that we feel love for the challenges that are occurring in our life today. Not just the outer challenge, but the part of ourselves that feels challenged. That part of ourselves that feels the suffering, the pain, the dualities. Those parts of our own psyche We ask Maria Cassiana and the Relac Mom for the love, and we ask Ray Pasqua to place us onto our road, onto our path, where we can experience the love for these parts of our challenges, our sufferings, our limitations, and how we relate to other people, how we relate to other events, how we relate to our bodies, how we relate to our medicines and the medical procedures we are involved in, and how we relate into our relationships with our family of origins, and how we relate to our relationship of our family of today, how we relate to our friends, our acquaintances, how we relate to the political, the social, economic structures that are around us, for whatever the challenge or the suffering may be. We are asking the force of love and kindness and nurturance to support that part of us, so the filter within us opens and the light, the regenerative light of the unmanifest into the manifest of the cosmos may come forward through Nawal Khan to allow this physical connection of the energy of the heart and the soul of Gaia and the heart of the earth to come together, so that the dreaming force of the heart of sky, for all that is possible, may be released within us. For this is the ultimate power. For this is the ultimate authority that we have, especially today on the 15th day of the new dawn, to carry the flow of blessings of the heart behind all things coming together with the heart of the earth, the heart of the sky, so that the heart and the soul of Gaia in its wisdoms and possibilities may manifest and create a place and a space both inside of us and outside of us that is the awareness of this living universe. For you, Nawal Khan, come into the symbol or the image of the vision serpent and the cords of connectivity. For this is the awakening energy. And as this energy of you, Nawal Khan, is awakened through my heart behind all things, within the heart of the earth and the heart of the sky, the regenerative capacity that has been laid out in the matrix with Nawal Khan, so that whatever it is that stands in our way may be unraveled and untangled, may be unweaved, it may be released, so that the template of possibilities in the uniqueness of my life may flow through me and stimulate my mind, stimulate my thoughts, stimulate my feelings and my emotions and my body to take the action, to communicate what is there and available to me, so wisdom may prevail. I no longer need the dualities. I no longer need the limitedness. I no longer need to believe in the limitation that I once lived. For these are the physical connectivity that comes from the relationship of Nawal Khan, into Nahualcan, so that today, this essence, the blessings of the living universe, of the possibilities that Gaia holds for all that exist on the earth, and my self-life prevails and awakens and quickens the self-light in the matrix of all things that I come into my awareness with. For the ancient Maya believed that whatever is in the cosmos, whatever is occurring in the forces and the structures of the heart of the sky, has to be created and lived and manifested here on the planet Earth. Through this relationship of Nahualcats and Akma, and Nahualcan and Nahualno, allows this emergence of life, the regeneration of possibilities, regardless of the challenge or the suffering that exists, for the flow of the blessings from Gaia and the flow of the blessings of the generative, unmanifest to the manifest comes forth. And whatever we believe that was our challenge and our sufferings and our limitations and the dualities that we knew were our only choices no longer exist. I ask of you, Nahualcan, assist me to use this wisdom energy and strengthen it within me. For this is the knowing. This is my inner intelligence. This is the knowing and the inner intelligence that flows through my body and allows my light to be the awakener of the light within anything and everything that exists around me that touches within my awareness. For this energy of you, Nahualcan, can be used for healing. Your energy, Nahualcan, can be used for creativity. It can be used for manifestation. It can be used to bring together a new way of thinking, a new way to feel, and a new way of choices to create and live and to allow an emerging life full of light and wisdom and possibility to emerge regardless of the darkness and the limitations that anyone or everyone has around us. For you, Nahualcan and Nahualno, bring together this light. You accelerate this wisdom energy so that the heart behind all things and its desires is what is being awakened and quickened. Assist me, Maria Cassiana, with your love and Concepcion. Work with me. Allow the seated nature that is there to come alive. So you, Yashpir, birth me into my possibilities. Birth me into my life. Birth me into my destiny. Assist this, Ray Pasquale, so you, Rosario, can assist and allow all the forms of nature, organic and inorganic, regardless of its form and its shape, if it exists on the earth, it holds a light that can be used to assist us today. for Gaia, the heart of the world soul. You are behind all possibilities. You are behind anything and everything that exists in the five sensory world. Teach me and show me. Assist me how to connect. I ask this of you, Relakman. I ask this of you, Maria Cassiana and Ray Pasquale. Assist me, Santa Ana, so you who holds the essence of humanity and what is possible within me and all humans to emerge. For this is at the heart of the 15th day of the new dawning. Assist us now. I ask this of you. Now, welcome.